poll, voters trust GOP to fix inflation by 10 points ahead of midterms. By Wendell Hasebo on September 20, 2022. Voters trust the Republican Party over Democrats by a wide margin on the economy and economic issues ahead of the November midterm elections, a Morning Consult poll revealed Tuesday. The poll is bad news for Democrats because President Joe Biden's recessionary economy is the number one issue for voters. By a margin of 8 points, 46% to 38%, respondents trusted Republicans over Democrats on the economy. Republicans were trusted 5%, 45% to 40%, more on the issue of creating economic opportunity through employment than Democrats. Voters also trust Republicans by 10 points to solve Biden's soaring inflation, 46% to 36%, over Democrats. The poll sampled 2005 registered voters from September 16 to 18 with a 2-point margin of error. According to a recent Ipsos poll, the nation's top issues remained Biden's struggling economy, specifically inflation, 30%, and immigration, 8%. Crime, 8%, rounded out the top three most important issues for Americans. Americans are suffering. People have told me I lost weight, but I can't afford groceries, comedian Gary DeNoia told the New York Post. I used to go shopping and plan my meals for the week. But, now, a Faye yogurt is $10. A bag of Doritos is $7. It's cheaper to eat takeout. I have never eaten this much Chinese takeout because the lunch special will last me 3 days. Brianna Howard, who is a mother and wife, told the Post her family is struggling to purchase $10 grapes from the store. We're your typical middle-income average American family, she said, adding, we're more mindful at the grocery store. It's like, what do we have a coupon for? I mindlessly picked up a pack of $10 grapes. That's not something I can continue to do. Over the past 12 months, grocery prices have gone up 13.5%, despite the establishment media's claims that inflation fell in August, according to the Consumer Price Index released last week. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.